Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tauscher.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Jesse and Tausch, Wilde and Tausch. Jason's summer sabbatical continues. He'll be back on Monday. That's when Tausch's summer sabbatical begins. Just everybody's full on the same page there. Training camp kicks off on Wednesday in Green Bay. Less than a week to go until the Packers are back at practice to kick off the 2026
Jesse,
season.
Jesse, do you want things to be... Would you rather be bountiful, like if you were a bird, would you rather be one of the extinct, one of the birds that are almost going extinct, or bountiful?
What?
Like the woolly mammoth.
I wouldn't want to be extinct. I'd be dead then if I was a bird.
No. I'm saying like you're on that, what's that called when you're on the extinct list? Like they've
taken endangered care of you species. Like, endangered there species.
You go. Would you rather be an endangered species or overpopulated?
What on God's green earth?
Just answer the question.
I guess the endangered species, more people are aware of who they are because they're more known, where it's like we got to protect the whatever.
They got to be nurtured. And there's
wildlife preserves for that type of species to make sure that they're able to, stay around. So I guess I'd like to be pampered if I was an endangered species bird. I wouldn't mind, if Jesse's were an endangered species, and so therefore my home got lawn care and maintenance for free and all that. Like, I would, if I was a human version of an endangered species bird, I would rather live that life than be one of the many.
Are you in, a senior living community? Okay. What is this?
No.
Well, what? Who's mowing your lawn because you're an endangered species?
I'm just trying to do a comparison, Wooly. I don't understand. I think the question is silly. I don't understand where it came from. I'd like to know impetus of it.
So here is the impetus, if you like that word, Jesse.
Yeah.
I saw the renderings for the new stadium in Kansas City. I've seen the renderings for the new stadium in Chicago or Indiana or wherever they're doing it. I've seen the renderings for the Browns' new stadium. I keep seeing all these renderings, and they are the same blanking thing. I put a roof on it. Let's do concerts. Let's do this. And I'm very – Denver's doing it. Lambeau Field is going to be like the dodo bird. It is going to be like the woolly mammoth. It is going to be its last of its kind. So I know we had discussions earlier. Green Bay's not going anywhere. Lambeau Field ain't going anywhere. It is going to be one of one, probably within the next 25 years. You're not going to see a football stadium that lets in the elements and beats you down and lets you have the feels that Lambeau's going to have. Lambeau's always been special. It will always be special, the history and everything else. But it is even going more so the way of the dodo bird than any other deal, because nobody's building a new stadium unless they put retractable roof. Now, you'll have to correct me. Maybe Buffalo. I don't think they have a retractable roof. I don't know for sure.
I think they've got a partial roof. So it's kind of like Miami, where it covers the stands, but I don't believe it's a full roof.
Okay. So it's like the old Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
My point is, treasure it. Relish it. Because it is going away. The National Football League is turning into the old malls. They just want everything to be uniform, have it set up a certain way, and it checks every box. I think that is a really sad thing. I think it's a bummer. I understand it, but I don't like it, and it actually makes Lambeau more important even than it ever was, which is very important in the grand scale of stadiums and everything else.
Okay, I think you made a good point. I don't know if the dodo bird analogy is one that particularly where, like, the dodo and the woolly mammoth died. Like, they're gone. That's that's the whole thing about why you know them, because they're extinct.
They were on the extinct list. I don't know. Woolly mammoths are coming back. They're genetically engineering it.
You've been saying that for 5 years. I don't think the woolly mammoth's coming back if it isn't back yet. I think they probably would have had to have one back yet. But I understand your point. I think there's a couple of teams like Pittsburgh. I don't know if Pittsburgh would ever go to an indoor facility like that because of the history there. New York has Madison Square Garden. I don't know if they are interested in having a indoor venue that could hold an entire stadium worth of people.
Let me tell you something. When New York builds their next new stadium, which won't be, that said 20 or 25 years, they will have a roof on it.
But I do. It's interesting because Green Bay, the size of it relative to Milwaukee and Madison and everywhere else, like, they don't need a roof stadium because they don't plan to hold a major, you know, Final Four or other things that Milwaukee or Madison could hold because of the size of Green Bay. So they don't really have the need unless they want to do their concerts without any issues of rain or snow or whatever. That would be the only reason for year-round entertainment to put a roof on it. But they probably will never do that. Now, we spent the 9 o'clock hour portion of it talking about how they'll never be a privately owned franchise either, but Mike Florio speculating they could. So I guess never say never, but I don't ever want the frozen tundra to have a roof on it, even though there are some games where it'd be nice if it did as a fan and for the fan experience. But you never want to have it. Like, that's the benefit of playing in Green Bay. That's the home field advantage the Packers should have going into a postseason. And I would hope that other teams around the league would recognize that, too, that you build a strong running game and an offensive line so that you have a competitive advantage when the weather turns in January when you get to the playoffs. That's why Baltimore's kind of struggled.
Jesse, I can't believe it. I should know better. But it makes me sad that the Bears are going to move indoors. The Vikings, they should be an outdoor. I think the league should be very cautious about all these new stadiums all looking and feeling the same. Like, I just don't think that's healthy for the league. I just don't think it's good for its partners. I don't think it's good for a lot of reasons. And it doesn't matter what I think. They're going to do what they're going to do, and they're moving forward this way because of the revenue. But I don't think that's good long-term for the health of this league. I just don't.
So you did say you don't want all of them looking the same, Tausch. Then you did bring up the idea of the type of roof that the Bills are doing. It's actually a roof that only covers 60% of the stadium, so it covers just the fans from the elements, but the field itself is still like open air and actually would have rain, wind, or snow impacting it. In fact, apparently they have a high-tech hydronic snow melt system in the roof that heats the concourses, and it has a concave shape so that it acts as an acoustic reflector to trap crowd noise. That's according to Google AI.
Smart.
It's a lot of big words.
Seattle.
Very.
A lot of big words going on there. Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not being hypocritical in the fact that I love the fact that AmFam Field has a roof.
Yeah, baseball's different.
Because baseball can't be played in the elements.
Right.
Football can and should be played in the elements. It'd be a, it's not, I'm not going to broach that subject because it's not going to happen. But I just think that for the Cleveland Browns and for some of these other teams in the Rust Belt in the Midwest, to do it this way is just makes me sad. It just makes me sad.
Kansas City's the latest one that'll be part of that, according to the renderings that have come out this week. With the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, presented by Events by Design, we move on to the Hard at Work region, our final region of the opening round, and two stalwarts going toe-to-toe today, Chef Ed and Mike the Wedding DJ. Somebody is moving on to the quarterfinal round. That's coming up next. First, Tausch, we know the renderings for your outdoor living space at home are going to be one of a kind, thanks to the great team at Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Indeed, and we met with Aaron and Eric Brown, brothers and owners of Outdoor Living Unlimited, and man, they are the right guys to work with for us. We share the same hardworking values. Love the fact that Outdoor Living Unlimited is a family-owned and locally operated company, and their showroom is a must. It's part of the reason we're a little bit slower is because we kept looking at stuff, and it's like, oh boy, would that look good? Oh, they have a putting green. Oh, they have an outdoor kitchen, screen room. They have everything that you're looking for. Head on down to their showroom on Stoughton Road. Start with OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com and end with an amazing outdoor space. Check them out at OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
The Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions presented by Events by Design. Chef Ed and Mike the Wedding DJ coming up next on Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Wildy and Tausch's 10th anniversary, presented by Steinhoffel's, been fun celebrating in a bunch of different ways all summer long. And even when Jason's not here or when Tausch isn't here, the celebration does continue, and that includes today, with the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, presented by Events by Design.
Wildy and Tausch's 10th anniversary, presented by Steinhoffel's. Nostalgia?
It's the best sports show in the state. It has been since 2016. It will continue to be. It's not even remotely close.
Appreciation?
I'm happy that with our partners and with our fans, we're able to kind of celebrate this.
Fun?
It's clear that you guys have done an unbelievable job of appealing to fans, partners, not as much teammates.
And competition.
The greatest of all time.
16 champions enter, but only one will achieve true greatness. This is the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, brought to you by Events by Design. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. Search online Events by Design. We design, you party.
Six have been eliminated. Two opening round matchups yet to go in the Hard at Work region of the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions presented by Events by Design. This week's matchup features two of the longest tenured and potentially most acclaimed Wildy and Tausch Trivia contestants. First up, Jason's arch nemesis, a guy that I took to lunch just a couple of summers ago. He's a Dolphins fan. He had a terrible fantasy team in our fantasy league last year. Dennis Semrau's pal, Mike the Wedding DJ. Mike, good morning and welcome to the Tournament of Champions.
Morning, Jesse. Good morning, Tausch. Thank you for including me.
It is our pleasure, Mike. Thanks for being a great part of our show for all these years, and especially recently when you've really gotten on Jason's nerves. That's been my favorite part. And
we have liked that. Yeah.
We also welcome in a guy who has probably participated in Wildy and Tausch Trivia more than anyone else in show history, especially going back to the 2019, 20, 21, around the COVID times. He played almost every week. It's Chef Ed in the Tournament of Champions. Chef Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Trivia Tournament of Champions. How are you today?
Great. Good morning, Willie. Good morning, Jesse. And it's touch, isn't it?
It's touchy. Very touchy with the name.
It's a Sarah Spain reference there. We love that, Chef Ed. Nicely done. All right. I have the draft coin in my possession here in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. This coin will determine who gets to pick if they want to go first and which set of questions they want to answer. Draft is heads. That will be Mike the Wedding DJ. Give back is tails. That is Chef Ed. It is heads. Mike the Wedding DJ, you get your choice. Do you want to go first or second? And would you like to answer Tausch's questions or mine?
I want to go second, and I would like you, Jesse, to be my good luck charm and ask me the question.
Oh, wow.
That is shocking. All right, Mike the Wedding DJ has chosen me, and he's going to go second. That means, Tausch, you have the questions for Chef Ed, and you lead us off.
All right, Chef Ed, sports current events entering play today. Which team has the best record in Major League Baseball? Is it the Los Angeles Dodgers, The Tampa Bay Rays or the Houston Astros? That's good.
Yeah, it keeps flip-flopping, but right now it is the Dodgers. They overtook us by a game, so it's the Dodgers.
That's correct.
Unless you look at the loss column, but we won't go there. Chef Ed's on the board. He is 1-for-1 as we begin the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions here today. Mike the Wedding DJ, your first question. And nice job picking me, because the category is song lyrics. Complete these lyrics to the holiday classic. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane. Is it snow is glistening, people listening, or snakes are hissling?
Snow is glistening.
Easy one for a DJ. Luck of the draw. Mike the Wedding DJ also on the board. That is one apiece for both Mike the Wedding DJ and for Chef Ed. Tausch, back to you for Chef Ed's second question.
All right, Chef Ed, which of these players is the all-time leader in interception returns for touchdowns in Green Bay Packers history? Is it Leroy Butler, Charles Woodson, or Nick Collins?
I believe it's Nick Collins.
Oh. That's a tough question. That's a tournament of champions question. It's a tough one because obviously we remember Nick Collins returning the touchdown in the Super Bowl. Leroy Butler had some, but Charles Woodson is the leader in Packers history, which doesn't surprise me.
Leroy Butler actually only had one interception return for a touchdown in his Hall of Fame career. He had two fumble returns for a touchdown, but only one interception return. Charles Woodson with 9. The franchise leader. All right, so Mike the Wedding DJ, chance to pounce now as Chef Ed misses question number 2. Chance to take the lead for you, Mike. In the category Badgers Trivia. Fitting for today. Which of these individuals has never served as a color analyst alongside Matt LePay for a men's basketball game on the Wisconsin Badgers radio network? Which of these has never served as a color analyst with Matt LePay? Brian Butch, Charlie Wills, or Zach Showalter?
I've heard the first two do it, so it's got to be Zach Showalter.
That is correct. Zach Showalter has never done it with Matt LePay, unlike Tausch, who has been the color analyst on the football radio network. So that means Mike the Wedding DJ has a 2-1 lead. Chef Ed needs to get this question right. Otherwise, Mike the Wedding DJ is moving on to the quarterfinals.
All right, Chef Ed, U.S. Presidents is our last category. Which former U.S. president's nickname was Old Kinderhook and featured a campaign slogan which served as the origin for the word okay, now used commonly in the English language? Oh, good question. Is it Zachary Taylor, Martin Van Buren, or Millard Fillmore?
Boy, these questions you give me. Oh, you said Old Kinderhook?
Old Kinderhook. Yep.
And what were the three presidents again?
Zachary Taylor, Martin Van Buren, or Millard Fillmore?
I'll go with Van Buren. Shot in the dark.
The shot in the dark keeps you alive for at least one more question.
For the amount of bad luck that Chef Ed has had in the history of Wilde and Tausch trivia, for him to take a shot in the dark on Martin Van Buren to stay alive in the Tournament of Champions. Wow. Chef Ed is still in it. Ties it at 2. And that means, Mike the Wedding DJ, if you get this question right, you will walk it off and advance to the quarterfinals. If you get it wrong, we go to extra time. Very controversial rules in extra time, so you don't want to go there. You ready, Mike?
Yep, and I'm sure it's Wisconsin geography, isn't it?
In the category Wisconsin geography.
My least favorite category.
Latitudinally. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest north? Is it Newburgh, Newville, or New Berlin?
Oh my God. Newburgh?
Newburgh, Newville, New Berlin. Farthest north.
Well, I know where New Berlin is, and I know, oh, geez. Oh, God. Oh, God. I got, this is a guess. I'm going for Newburgh.
Newburgh is correct, and Michael on to the quarterfinals. Another
total
shot in
guess.
The dark pays off. Wow.
Wow. Where is it?
So
where is it?
Newburgh is near West Bend on the way to Saukville on Highway 33. We passed through there for the ESPN Milwaukee Open. Newville, just outside of Milton here in the Madison area, pretty far south. New Berlin in the Milwaukee area near Muskego, Greendale, that typical area. So Newburgh, the correct answer. Mike, the wedding DJ, advances. First, we bid farewell to Chef Ed. Chef Ed, that was a heck of a run, a great performance. The shot in the dark kept you alive, but you just miss out on advancing to the quarterfinal round. Chef Ed, thanks for being such a great fan of Wilde and Tausch for all these years and for all the times you've played trivia. We appreciate you, our friend, and thanks for participating.
Thanks. Love you guys.
That's
a tough loss.
Sports. Sports is hard.
The agony of defeat. But on the other side of it, Mike the wedding DJ lives to play another round when Jason will most likely return and be on the show for his quarterfinal showdown. Mike, congratulations. You are in the final eight of the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions. How does it feel?
I still can't believe that I advanced on a question I had no clue on. Well, I know where the other two were, but I've never heard of Newburgh, so I figured it has to be north of those two because I know where Newville is. There's a Culver's right there. I was just there 2 weeks ago doing a wedding in Milton. I knew where New Berlin was. Never heard of Newburgh. Living in southern Wisconsin all my life, I figured, okay, it's got to be north of the other two. So that was my reasoning. Thank God it worked.
Mm-hmm. It paid off. Congratulations, Mike the wedding DJ. Moving on to the round of eight in the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions presented by Events by Design. Imagine hosting an event where you don't have to check your phone or put out a single fire. If you're in charge of that event, that's the last thing that you want to do. You want to enjoy it. The curated music, the immersive lighting, the welcoming atmosphere. You look around, man, it's so great. Everything coming together seamlessly. Guests are smiling. The conversations are flowing. There's nothing to worry about. You don't have to worry about anything happening behind the scenes. Events by Design handles the planning, the production, and every detail that will make your next event unforgettable so you can focus on your guests instead of the to-do list. Man, doesn't that sound perfect for the next event you're planning? Get started today. Just search online, Events by Design. They design, you party. Events by Design, presenting our Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, part of the 10th anniversary, presented by Steinhoffels all summer long. For the final time this week, Ryan Wollersheim leads us in a round of Whoa, Wooly! And we'll do that next on Wilde and Tausch.
Will Tucker Kraft be the NFL's highest paid tight end?
I think we all know that Tucker Kraft, when healthy, is one of the best tight ends in the league.
Your home for green and gold coverage, the ESPN Wisconsin app and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Congratulations again to Mike the wedding DJ advancing in our Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions presented by Events by Design. One more to go next week. Mailman Matt and Tex in a Work Van. Those are the two that will be going at it next week in the final opening round matchup of the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions. Speaking of the final round, it's the final round this week that Ryan Wollersheim is producing the show, which means he gets to lead us in Whoa, Wooly!
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly! on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, guys, we're a little short on time here today for Wool Woolly, so I'll keep it brief.
No, we're not. This is more time than we usually have.
That's
for this
very
segment.
True. Yeah, considering Tuesday we didn't have Wool Woolly because there was zero time for it, there's a lot more time now, which is good because we actually have something from Unsportsmanlike this morning. So yesterday I turned it over to the normal producer, Jesse Nelson, to give his take about the Brewers and Garrett Mitchell being the hottest brewer since J.J. Hardy. Very hot take.
Of all time.
On the all-time ranking. But this morning on ESPN Radio's Unsportsmanlike, which you can hear 5 to 9 right here on ESPN Madison, 5 to 7 on ESPN Milwaukee, they were talking about one Mark Tauscher, actually. His name came up.
What?
One of his 10... there was a caller, Dale in Wisconsin, who called in who... there's a specific tendency of old T's that he's picked up on that he's not a huge fan of. Tausch, why don't you go ahead and take a listen to Dale this morning?
Dale in Wisconsin, listening on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. The athlete with the brightest future, Dale.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. First off, Smalls, 100% agree. Pet peeve, people that interrupt for all the reasons you said. Second one, people that speak for a living, mispronouncing, etc. Evan, work with Tauscher on both, please.
Dang!
Wow! Whoa, Nelly!
Tausch!
Dang!
Called out on the national show!
Catching some strays from Dale! Do I say etc. the wrong way?
I feel like you just put a lot of emphasis on it every time you say it. Et cetera, et cetera.
Can you say it without thinking about it? Like if I said, Tausch, can you start listing colors of the rainbow, please?
Roy G. Biv.
No.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
But then say, no.
Et cetera, et cetera.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
Et cetera?
Et cetera.
Yeah.
It is pronounced et cetera. E-T-C, et cetera. Et cetera. There's no ek. Like Jason Eck.
It's kind of like always trying to pub up my guy, Coach Eck. yeah, it's fair. Dale, I'm not going to argue with Dale's points there. I do interrupt. It's not meant to be in a rude way. It is a stream of consciousness. It's unfortunately just kind of where I'm at. And that doesn't mean I'm trying to be disrespectful. It's just how my brain functions. So Dale's, I can't argue with any of Dale's points there. I think it's fair. And I don't mind that he called me out on it. I need to be held accountable, too.
What do we think of Dale's technique instead of calling this show or Jen, Gabe, and Chewy or Molly and Jim? Like he called the national morning show heard in Birmingham and Los Angeles everywhere to call you out on this.
Totally on board with it. I don't have one problem with anything Dale just said. None.
You don't find it especially annoying that he behaved that way?
That I don't do. I know Bulaga does that a lot. And that's fine.
Oh, don't call out Bulaga.
Pass the buck. No,
Brian says especially all the time. I don't correct him because it's the way he talks. I don't mind. It is what it is. I have no problem. If you phonetically say things the way they're spelled, I'm on board with it. Now, especially isn't how it's phonetically spelled, but I'm not going to say that.
When I was a kid,
all that, I'm good with all of it.
When I was a kid, I always used to say the Pacific Ocean instead of Pacific. I feel like everyone has one of these in their life.
That's a common one. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jesse? Well, I told you when I went to the Garth Brooks concert, I thought that the song that he sang is I'm Not Big on Sausage Races, and people thought I was crazy.
That's tough,
but then
though.
More people said, I actually get it.
Yeah, music's different. Music, you can hear things like, I want to kiss this guy, the Jimi Hendrix line, right? Like, I want to kiss the sky. Like, everyone's heard that one before. Like,
well,
that, music's different rules.
We've been down that road with old T at Summerfest, right? I used to think all intents and purposes was like intense, like intensity. All intents and purposes.
It
was until college when I figured out what that, like, I read it and I was like, oh, that's what that is. I'd never seen it like written out, so that's not that big of a deal.
I'm glad Dale said this about et cetera, because I do say ek. It needs to just be et cetera, et cetera,
et cetera. I mean, et cetera?
He didn't even. He could have brought up peninsula, and we could have gone down a whole other can of worms of things. Tauch says differently than everyone else.
Yeah, that's just an old joke. That's because the old president used to always say that, and I always thought it was hilarious. So that's why I say that. I know it's peninsula.
Strong finish for Wooly for Wool Wooly this week here on Wilde and Tausch filling in the last couple of days.
Speaking of also misheard things, up until I think last year, I always used to think it was doggy dog world. Dog, like it's a doggy dog, not dog eat dog. I thought it was doggy dog, which just never made sense to me for 25 years. Like, what does that mean?
It's a doggy dog world? You thought that was the saying?
Well, yeah, if you say it quick enough, like it sounds like doggy dog world. Like it sounds exactly the same. Like you could not tell the two apart. But yeah, it never made sense, which is why I was just like, all right, whatever. It's just a dumb idiom. Who cares about it? But dog eat dog makes a ton of sense.
That's crazy. The doggy dog world.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera, indeed. Tausch, you want to tell us without any et ceteras or et ceteras about Annex Wealth Management?
I do. And life events come up. Doesn't matter for anybody. There's always stuff that pops up. Sale of a company, death, divorce, health crisis, college, weddings, funerals. Annex Wealth Management has assisted clients with all of these big life events. And the big thing is you got to plan. You got to have a plan. And knowing what you own, why you own it, how much you're paying for it, that is a big part of smart financial planning. Annex has an entire in-house team that works together so that you can make those informed decisions when these big life events come up. And it is simple. Go to annexwealth.com and you hit a little button. Click get started. Again, that is at annexwealth.com so you can plan for those big life events when they come up.
We'll wrap up the show recapping our big announcement today and previewing our special show tomorrow. That's straight ahead on Wilde and Tausch.
The Brewers are the hottest team in baseball.
Garrett Mitchell has surpassed J.J. Hardy in the all-time attractive Brewers power rankings. He is number one now.
When does training camp start?
This is Madison's home of the Brewers, 100.5 ESPN.
Clip of the day is a little different today. It is not Jim Rutledge's worst take of the decade. It is the fact that we had a major announcement this morning. Mark Tauscher joining Wisconsin's Morning News on 620 WTMJ to share the excitement that 620 WTMJ and 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, Milwaukee's new home of Wisconsin Badgers football, men's and women's basketball, men's and women's hockey, and volleyball for the coming 2026 season. Different stations, different platforms for each of those, but all on the ESPN Wisconsin app, on the 620 WTMJ mobile app, and the biggest one, football simulcast on both 620 WTMJ and 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Tausch, just to recap for those who may have missed it earlier in the show, a huge day for us at Good Karma, a huge day for the Wisconsin Badgers, and a huge day for you and Matt LePay sharing that radio booth, being heard on a large, awesome, major station in 620 WTMJ again here in 2026.
Yeah, I think we're all really excited about it. Obviously, I'm very excited the fact that the season's going to be starting here shortly and that we're going to be back on in Milwaukee on WTMJ is, for me, a big deal. It's Wisconsin's radio station, and for the football games to be able to be heard and to be, our presence to be on that station is a big deal. A lot of great history going all the way back. Jim Irwin, all the stuff that I learned about to now be a part of it is really, really cool. And I'm glad that Wisconsin Athletics and Good Karma Brands, we figured all this out and we're able to get this thing rolling here in a little over a month.
We'll celebrate with Matt LePay and is our cousin sub of the day for the whole show tomorrow morning. Come back with us tomorrow, 9 to noon. Matt LePay, cousin sub of the day, along with Old T, the radio booth takeover of Wilde and Tausch. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks to Ryan Wollersheim producing the shows the majority of this week. We do appreciate you, Wooly. And as Jason always says, have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.